Will you pray with me, please? God of love and light, God whose love surrounds us, we thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for the inspiration that you put in our hearts. And we pray that as we follow you, that we always do what is in your heart for your people. Amen. What is the breadth and the depth and the height and the length of God's love? What are the limitations on God's love? Anyone want to guess? None. Thank you. There is no limitation. And yet we are people, so we love putting all kinds of roadblocks in the way. And we get to this story that probably one of the most well-known stories in which Jesus multiplies the loaves and the fishes and then also walks on water. When we get to this story, where we are in the narrative, Jesus has been doing radical things like healing people on the Sabbath, and the religious authorities want to kill Jesus because of the audacity to bring healing on the Sabbath. Jesus is making kind of a lot of noise, showing up places and healing people, and the crowds are growing and growing and growing. And it's not always going well. It's a little bit stressful. The disciples, once again, we hear in this story that they are terrified because, you know, following Jesus is scary, right?
Amen.
And like we learned from our little ones this morning, when we follow Jesus, when we share God's love, even when we are scared, that is courageous. We are called by God to be courageous. So here we find Jesus and the disciples, and suddenly there's all these people, and Jesus probably putting them to the test a little bit, says to Philip, "How are we going to feed this crowd?" And Philip says it would take 6 months' wages. And even then, they would only get a little crumb, just a little taste. Philip can't see beyond the limitations, can't see that there is more that is possible with Christ. So Andrew goes out and kind of inventories the crowd, who's got what, and this young boy comes forward with his 5 barley loaves and his 2 dried fish. So this is like traveling food for the poor. This wasn't, this isn't the kind of food that people would be lining up excited to get in the first place. This is what, you know, one kid, and like, I mean, think about those of us who have like raised teenagers. I think about like when someone's lunch has been carried around in their backpack for a while. It's probably not like super nice, right? Right, Kathy James? Yeah. So here's what we have, this little meal. And suddenly there is abundance. Now, you know, scholars over the centuries have talked about this idea of the miracle and where the miracle might have come from. A common belief is that the little boy comes forward and says, I've got this that I can share. And like, oh, isn't that cute? This little kid thinks that this food could share, that he could share this little bit of food with all these people. And some scholars believe that then when people saw this child doing this, that then they were able to realize, like, the food I carried with me, actually I could share it. And everyone shared and everyone had a meal. So that's one theory. Another theory is that the kid came forward, and then everyone felt such deep shame that they hadn't shared, that then out of shame and obligation and maybe a little bit of annoyance towards Jesus, said, fine, I'm going to share what I've got, and I'm going to resent every minute of it. And then there's also the possibility that just miracles happen, and we don't know where the extra food came from, but it was there, and Jesus was there, and Jesus was blessing people, and maybe we don't have to analyze the physics of how this amount could become that amount. The point is that there was enough and that people shared. There was enough to go around when people were living in this fear that there wasn't enough. Wouldn't it have been easier for them to say, we don't have enough food for these people, but then again, they did not respond to the Facebook invite to let us know that they were coming, and so we didn't order enough food. Wouldn't it be easy to look at them and just say, you know, you came here for healing, you didn't come here for lunch, deal with it. But instead, the disciples were faced with people in need and with Jesus saying, we are going to meet that need. This overwhelming need for which there were not enough resources until there were. Jesus asked, how will the people be fed? And it wasn't just about what goes into their bellies. Although, let's be real, if you don't have food to eat, it is real hard to get fed spiritually. It's hard to concentrate. It's hard to think. It's hard to show up if you don't have the food in your belly. And if these people who are following Jesus were starving physically, think about how deep their starvation was spiritually. And what Jesus gave them was not just food and not just spiritual healing, but a promise that there is enough and an example of sharing resources and believing that there is enough. In the hands of Jesus, a little can become a lot. We've experienced that. We've experienced that right here in this church. A little bit can become a lot. How many times have we heard each other saying just that little bit of affirmation, that little bit of you're okay, exactly who you are is okay, has become a lot. Those who have had experiences of being rejected from other places, from their families, from churches, from society in lots of ways, know that when you come here, just that little bit of acceptance, that feeling that who you are is exactly who you're supposed to be, over time we get used to it, right? Like church is church, and we're used to showing up and being ourselves. And think about that first time you walked in, or think about the people who come through those doors and have never been here before and hide out in the back a little bit and are kind of scared, until we realize that that little bit of courage that got them through the door is really a lot. And that little bit of grace that we offer each other is huge. Y'all might have noticed this table with any excuse to put out a rainbow flag. Here we have proclamations from Hillsborough County and the city of Tampa that June has been officially declared Pride Month. But Jacob, it's already the end of July. I know. But these proclamations are making their way around to various organizations, and they are here with us. And we have them on display because we are so happy and excited about Pride Month. Yeah, it was last month. Yeah. So I invite you at some point after service to come and take a peek at these. And I also want you to notice something that is missing. One of these, the proclamation from the county, is missing a signature on the line that says chaplain. I'm not going to say who it is. It doesn't matter. You can Google it if you want. Because it's not worth it. because some people aren't worth the spiritual energy. To be honest, sometimes everyone is worthy of God's love, but some people don't warrant the spiritual energy that we will put forth in being hurt. But let me say this, an empty line that says chaplain is a blessing from God because it reminds us that we are loved, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are reminded that there are people who are so terrified that, and I don't know this, I can't honestly, also not saying because I always forget that person's name, but I don't think that that person went to seminary. I don't think they went through the 4 years of college, 5 years of seminary, 3 years of internships that some of us did in order to be able to call ourselves, $130,000 in student loan debt, to be able to call ourselves chaplains, to be able to call ourselves pastors. But sometimes people need to not sign a line because they're scared that by acknowledging other people's rights and other people's lives, that there won't be enough. Why do we need Gay Pride Month? Why do we need Black History Month? Why do we need International Women's Day? Because people who are stomped on and kept down need to be lifted up. And people can say, well, why don't we have straight pride? Because the people who are in the dominant positions get to have everything. Get to have the dominant position. Yay. And you know what? A county commissioner or a protester outside or whoever doesn't get to take away from us that there is always enough. There are enough rights. There's enough of God's grace. And I tell you what, someone's probably Googled it already. Don't shout it out. If that person comes to this church just like any other candidate or any other local politician, if they wanted to come here and worship with us and pray with us and maybe learn from us that there's enough, God, what a blessing that would be. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't it be amazing if that person, it doesn't matter who they are, that if they could just be a representation of whoever it is that has rejected us? Whether it's your mom, whether it's your uncle, whether it's someone who you knew and respected once who has turned their back on you, what if they could come in here and worship with us and realize that there is enough? There is enough of God's love. There is enough of who we are. There is enough to go around. Love surpasses all understanding. Think about the disciples in the boat, and once again, we're in a boat. This summer is all about boats and then the readings. Being thrown around again on the water, and here comes Jesus walking on the water. Now, there's lots of times that you hear the disciples were scared. But this is like really for real. Can you imagine? They haven't quite gotten it yet, that the miracles are miracles. They might be still arguing about where all the fish and bread came from. And here comes Jesus on the water. And they still had a long journey ahead of them, and suddenly they're at the shore, and they're okay. And just like these proclamations, which maybe, don't fix anything, they're reminded that what they have is enough, that they're doing something right, that people are looking out for them and celebrating them, that who they are matters. And that's why it matters that people sign on these lines and say, yeah, we acknowledge who you are. We acknowledge your struggle. We acknowledge where you have been. And everywhere Jesus went, crowds of people came because their bodies were hurting, because their spirits were hurting, because their bellies were empty, and they needed healing. And everywhere they went, people were scared that there wasn't enough. But was there? There was always enough. So when the waters are rough and we are terrified, when we are fighting for our rights and we just want a little bit of recognition and maybe we don't get it exactly how we want it, we remember that there's always enough. There's always enough grace, There's always a chance to turn it around. There's always a chance to learn. And as we talked about a few weeks ago, sometimes we do have to just shake the dust from our feet and move on. And even in doing that, that is an act of love. Pray with me, please. Loving God, help us to love in the face of fear. Help us to love those who fear us. Help us to know that there is enough. Keep us safe in our loving God. In that love that surpasses all understanding. We don't have to understand it, God, to know that you love us, and as long as we are doing your work in this world, sharing your love and your grace with courage, that you are with us, and there is always enough. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.